This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, here we are, buddies.
Yeah, unfortunately for some.
Hey,
but for us, hey, we're happy to be here. Always a pleasure. And I just realized Dan Patrick in the production says, "Hope you miss us." I wonder if he secretly wants us to suck. I always wonder about that in sports, too. I do. How could anyone, you know, in all our years of interviewing people, talking to people, only one person admitted that they root for the person replacing them to stink.
That person, baseball pitcher Barry Zito.
True story. Barry Zito.
He's like, yeah, when you're on the IL or, you know, you're not feeling it, you don't want the spot starter to do well secretly. You're like, yo, stink it up because, you know, I want to feel wanted.
Yes. So
Dan Patrick has a Kevin Unrich voodoo doll.
He doesn't worry
as we speak.
A bit, as he shouldn't. It's always an honor. Again, Kevin Unrich in for Dan Patrick, Fox Sports Radio. It's Friday!
Yeah, Friday!
Is it too early for all that?
Danny G's got the energy. What's up, Joel? Friday. How are you, Joel?
What up, though?
What up, Joel?
Brought to you by Mercedes-Benz, Kevin Unrich, in for DP. And I just was looking at all the TVs. We got FS1, ESPN, all the channels on. And I saw a player having a catch with a kid in the stands. I just want to point out, I think it's fantastic. And every time I see it, I'm like, one time, all it takes is one Karen or pain in the ass little kid that's going to ruin that type of thing, right? Like some kid misses the ball and hits him in the nose, and it's like, no more throwing the ball into the crowd.
I learned that early in age.
Like Mr. Furley early.
Early, like Mr. Furley. I was just a little kid playing in the playground. Grade school, grammar school, whatever you called it. I was just a little kid from Union, New Jersey. And we used to be able to play two-hand touch football at the playground before school started.
Get your day started the right way.
Some chubby kid in sweatpants fell down, broke his finger. That was it. Never got to play again.
Done.
That was it.
One kid gets hit by a pitch in the face. Every kid's got to wear a weird mask now.
But it took one kid and one parent to complain about it.
Grand opening, grand closing.
Think about it. It's always one person, right?
That's it.
Every cool thing. You're like, remember when we used to?
And I
Why
remember
do you
thinking,
not
as a kid, I was there, you know, ready to play in my sweatpants. Pulled them up real high like a pilgrim. Like I was Benjamin Franklin. Remember when you'd pull your socks up real high on a Flashback Friday in your sweatpants? I remember saying, no, we can't play two-hand touch in the playground anymore. Yeah, it takes one person to get hurt, one kid to ruin it, all the fun's over. But the fun continues here on the Kevin and Rich Show.
Well,
hope you had a great Thursday night.
Think of every stage of your life.
Okay.
Like you said, little league, playing in the streets before school, high school, college, even as an adult at the workplace. How many times has something fun been ruined because one person can't just do it? Always happens.
It's life.
Hey, remember we used to blank? You know what we don't
more
anymore?
More now than ever before, though. More now than ever before.
No doubt. Well, hey, listen, today on CNR, we're going to get you into the weekend. We'll do some weekend hobnobbing, what to watch, what's going on in sports and streaming and entertainment. We're going to talk about food fights, artificial intelligence. Are you actually scared?
Every night. That's why I'm so sleepy today. I couldn't sleep last night.
Yo, Danny, I got to ask you for real. When you see like Elon Musk with dramatic pauses, like talking to Joe Rogan or on a podcast, and he genuinely says things like, we need to stop and slow down AI. When Elon Musk is saying that, do you get a little worried or no?
I think at the end of the day, humans are still going to be entertaining the masses.
Well, the technology's scary, right? But here's the question. What's the end result? Like, what are we scared of?
Are they going to come in?
Is AI going to come in and steal our families? Going to take our jobs? All of our jobs? You know, what is the end result that we're so scared of?
I'm not even saying
power grids and like we go crazy.
What's the end result that we fear? I'm not even saying jobs.
But like, what happens?
I'm saying like you see.
Does AI start killing everybody? What happens?
All I know is that in movies, there's always like a fleet of robots we made that end up killing us.
I don't believe
it. Is that the fear? Like when everyone's like, AI. Or are we scared that.
When we say AI, do you think Allen Iverson or AI is the better question?
See, that's another question.
Yeah. It's like when I say, when I say LT, who do you think of?
Lawrence Taylor. If you think Danny and Tomlinson, you're a weird cat.
It's all generational.
I know. Joel, you scared of artificial intelligence? You think the future is doomed?
Bots? Aren't bots taking over?
Yeah. But I wonder what the fear is. Do we think that one day we're all going to wake up and our bank accounts are going to be drained because robots fooled us? Like, or do we think there's actual robots that are going to get us?
I don't think it's robots. Think about that today on a Friday at some point.
Rich, even in the latest episode of The Mandalorian, they couldn't trust the robot, so they rebuilt it so that little baby Yoda would sit inside of it and control it himself.
And that's what we're going to have to do.
You know? Are the bots same as robots?
No, I don't even know. All I know is that every time you see all these articles about AI, and I'm like, what are we supposed to be scared of? I'm with you, Covino. I don't know.
I don't know what the end result is. I'm impressed. Guys like Elon Musk say it could go one of two ways. It could be the greatest thing to ever happen to our society or the worst. Kind of like the internet. Yeah. It's like there's so much good to come from it, and we love it, but so many people use it for terrible things, right? And it sort of has changed our life. Social media necessarily hasn't been a great thing for everybody. And Danny G, I'm sorry, I couldn't get through The Mandalorian because Lizzo and Jack Black totally threw me off. I didn't like their faces.
People are saying that
in
that
world,
they are responsible for having The Mandalorian jump the shark.
It was jumped. I'm telling you, I hate to be that guy that is going to complain about that. But you brought it up, Danny G. I'm not saying I'm off it. And if Ramos was here, he would probably defend it.
I don't know how Lizzo gets acting jobs. She was horrible.
It was so distracting. I mean, I know there's fictional characters who look like alien bugs, but that's what I want to see. I don't want to see Jack Black and Lizzo. You know, it's not the right place for them. It's too distracting. And that happened.
It wasn't subtle like Ed Sheeran on Game of Thrones?
No, not at all.
Noah Syndergaard, I believe, was also
not
on Game of Thrones. It's like a warlord.
And that's what I was doing yesterday. I was catching up on stuff like that because there was no good games to watch. Nothing really to watch because my Yankee game was over early.
I'm so glad.
But I watched the whole thing. So.
Oh, you know, all right, I'm glad because I wanted to start with that today because we do have a lot to get to. But
I was catching up on Mandalorian and a few other shows.
I'm finally watching Ted Lasso.
I'm going to do that tonight.
Okay.
Yeah, remember, we go over weekend hobnobbing later on in the show, what you need to watch in the world of sports and pop culture.
I feel like the NBA could have owned the night last night.
They totally could have. Rich and I were talking about that off the air.
There's a sense of, I guess, wanting the continuity of starting all the playoffs at the same time, but they could have thought of something and be like, hey, you know what? Start the middle seed games and give the one seed a day or so. That's the advantage, right? But you're right. With nothing on yesterday, really, the NBA could have started the playoffs and people would have been excited. You could have started the playoffs without that final play-in game.
Before I started watching Mandalorian and was angry about Jack Black and Lizzo, you know, again, I was watching the Yankees. Game was over early and I wasn't glued to it, but I was watching it. We'll explain. But no NBA playoffs, no big games were on. I was just pacing around my house on a Thursday night, like getting angry at how dirty everything was. You ever go through that? I felt like Ren from Ren and Stimpy. There's dirt everywhere. I was just so angry. Well, the Yankees were sucking it up too, so well, yeah, I started getting really mad about that.
I
hated Jack Black. I started hating everything in my way.
You're predictable.
So I started cleaning the house all angrily, like my mom did when I was a kid. So I was just so mad last night. That's what I did. There was nothing fun to watch. No sports. No NBA. So I figured I had to angrily
rage
clean up. Rage clean.
He rage quit.
Yeah.
And by the way, Danny,
was my rage clean. Like, you sit around all day. You couldn't have picked this up. It was one of those. It was one of those nights.
I know when Covino gets in these moods. It's usually when
but you know what? Stuff gets clean.
When I know Covino has a free minute, or let's say he doesn't have his daughter that day, or his girlfriend's out and about, and he will start sending nasty text messages about things aren't getting done, and he starts rage cleaning. You stir.
Yeah, and that's exactly because there was no NBA, and that's exactly what I was thinking.
Why don't they have a game tonight?
And as they say, the idle hands are the devil's workshop, whatever that means. But I was bored. I had no NBA. The Yankees were getting blown out. I was hating Mandalorian. I'm like, this stinks. So I had to clean up.
You were hitting everything.
And I called it the angry. You know what, Danny G? My mom would do that. She'd be playing music, and then you wanted to stay out of mom's way if she got into cleaning mode.
Angry clean.
Flashback of Friday, if mom busted out the cleaning supplies, she's wearing those rubber gloves. I mean, you better find somewhere else to go. The angry, but that's
when
how
my
you
mom
get things
does
done.
That. You can't go anywhere. She's got the carpet stuff on the carpet.
Don't you move, Joel.
She's got the Comet in the tub.
Oh, the Comet sizzling and simmering.
She's got the toilet full of Comet, pine saw.
Yeah, you don't know if you could use the toilet
because
there's
anything.
Comet in there.
The dishes is full in the sink.
You can't walk anywhere. Yeah, wet floors.
Yeah, I pulled that move last night.
I can picture you being the kid that stepped in your mom's dirt pile, peed in the Comet. Oh, you probably did all this.
I did all
He peed in the Comet. Peed in the Comet.
I know. I got yelled at for it all the time, and now I'm the guy getting mad about it. That happened to me last night. Why, though? Why? No NBA.
You said it 10 times.
The
I know.
Yankees.
I think the NBA is not your concern. I think it's Covino's the guy, and I wanted to pose this question. What is your pain threshold for when your team is getting their ass whooped? Like, if you're a football fan and it's 21-0 in the first quarter, I'm not saying you turn the game off right away, but at some point you got to say, yo, today's not the day. I'm just going to get aggravated.
By the way, I'm about to agree with you.
Okay.
In a big way. And I think the rest of Fox Sports Radio Nation is going to have my back.
Because I feel like you're the type of guy that always watches no matter what. If my team's losing 28-7, it's 17-3, fourth quarter. And that's even close. I'm quick to say, not the day. Let's move along. If the Lakers are losing by 20 in the fourth quarter, I'm probably going to call it a night. If the Mets are down, I have a rule. If a grand slam can't tie the game and it's past the fifth inning, I think it's time to check out. Yankees were losing 9-0 in the first inning last night. Didn't the Twins go back-to-back-to-back?
Back-to-back and belly-to-belly.
Please tell me
they were hitting bombs. They were losing.
Please tell me you didn't watch
11-0 in the third inning. Yankees were losing 11-0 in the third inning.
At what point does Steve Covino, who's already bored, you're angry cleaning, there's no NBA on, clearly you're not talking to your girlfriend or daughter or anyone, you're just pacing the house by yourself.
Girlfriend was working, my daughter was at her friend's house.
I knew it. I was like, there he is.
I was sitting around sliding around in my angry socks, wearing holes in my socks, because I'm just sliding around on the floor cleaning up, mad about, well, the Yankees are out of it, but I did watch. And that's my point. You can't just be a fair-weathered fan. That's when you miss the greatest moments in sports. You watch for these moments to see if they could come back. You don't just tune out. What kind of fan are you?
I agree.
You're only watching when they're winning.
I'm a time management wise fan.
Yeah, but you're tuning out of what could be the greatest moments that people actually live for. If you're watching a prize fight and the guy you're rooting for is losing, you just shut it off? You shut off because, this isn't good. No, because you never know. He could have that comeback win.
It's sort of different because everyone's got
that puncher's chance.
Everyone's got a puncher's chance.
Everybody's got the puncher's chance. And if that were to happen, those are the moments we remember and we talk about. And that's why deep down, we all watch to watch these memorable moments.
It depends
moments.
On the team, though, right? Because I'm a Tigers fan. We won last night. Oh, by the way.
Yeah.
But
3-1 over Toronto.
When it's the Yankees and I see they're down early, I just believe that they're going to come back.
That's the other thing. Hey, you can't be projecting because your team stinks. And when I say you, I mean the collective you, not just Rich's Mets or whoever he's rooting for. When you got a squad like the Yankees.
Was that a diss?
Yes.
Of course
it wasn't even a sneak diss. It was a blatant diss. When your team is the Yankees and there's superstars in that lineup, I don't care if IKF is pitching to close out the game. You know, Isaiah Kiner-Falefa was in there. But look, Rizzo hit a few bombs to end it. You still believe that with that lineup, they could turn it around and come back. All right, maybe not in the ninth inning when you're down by 10.
When it's 9-0 in the first inning, I bet the Ranchi on Franchi that the Yankees are not making a comeback. 9-0. At that point, if I were you, I'd say, oh, you know what? Sucks. I'm going to watch something else. Or, hey, you know what I'll do? I'll go to the gym. I'll mop the floors. I'll take a walk. Even
Franchi Cordero had no hits yesterday.
Yeah.
It was just, you know, one of those terrible games.
That's the question, man. If your team is down, what is your threshold? Now, some like you, and maybe Joel would say, yeah, I'm watching no matter what. Here's my strategy, and I feel like I nailed this. Let's say the Mets, I'm a Mets guy. If you're a Dodgers guy, Pirates, Twins, whoever the hell your team is, if you look at the box score, and you're on your way home from work or something, you're like, man, 6-0 in the second inning? Ugh. I'll check on my phone a little while later. Then if I see a sign of life, I go 6-2.
To me, this screams a fair-weathered fan. To me, it just screams that you can only pay attention when your team's winning. I just don't get this behavior or mentality at all. Can't keep it on.
I can't.
What takes precedence over that?
Peppa Pig or Bluey or something my kids want to watch.
Keep the game on your phone? There's so many ways to listen or watch.
Don't you want to engage? Like, all right, baseball is an everyday thing.
It brings me joy. Even when they're losing, there's a comfort and a fun that I seek.
There's
a pleasure that I receive from having the game on. I look forward to it all day. I'm not just going to shut off because they're getting blown out.
Yeah, I think that's the right approach. I'll stand by it. Those are the times where you do things that... You prioritize something different. Hey, right. Kids, you want to go outside and throw around
That's when you angry clean your house, I guess. But you can do both.
Want to play wiffle ball with your kid in the side yard? Just do something different. I can't imagine keeping a game on.
877-99 on Fox.
When your
team is getting blown out, Rich is checked out.
I'm out.
Just wait till Rich's kids figure it out. It's like, Dad was great last night.
Yeah, because the Mets
lost.
Yeah, the Mets are losing 7-1 in the fourth. That's why we played Connect Four.
Yeah, but you missed the greatest comeback.
We played Hungry Hungry Hippos for an hour. Yeah, because Scherzer got wrecked.
Amazing comebacks and come from behind wins. That's what we talk about and we live for as sports fans.
Yeah, but it doesn't come
so
out
I can't
of nowhere,
imagine that
buddy.
Fox Sports Radio, you know, on their way to work right now is pointing like, you know, I agree with Rich.
No, man, Rich is
that's
right.
Fair weathered behavior.
He's a smart time management guy.
That's like you're really not that invested if you care that little. In my opinion.
If you're watching the Doyers. So if you're watching the Dodgers game and they're down 7-0 in the fourth inning, you turn that bad boy off. And then you know what'll happen? If let's say Max Muncy hits a 3-run home run and they're sort of back in it, you know what you'll get a text from one of your buddies like, oh, you watching? And then know what you do? You go to Twitter and you go, Max Muncy. Oh, there's the home run. Oh, pretty cool. All right, let me turn it back on. They're in it now. You got too much time on your hands if you're watching a 9-0 ball game.
A character flaw, to
no,
be honest.
No, not a character
like
flaw.
It is.
I think if you're watching a 9-0 game, do you need a hobby? You need to go do yoga like Spot or something.
Fair-weathered behavior.
Do it.
Whose side are you on? How do you feel about it? If you just joined us, Johnny Brito, he just looked like butt cheeks last night. Not the nice ones. He just didn't have it.
Looks like some flat ones.
Yeah, some real flat deflated treaks. And Minnesota came out strong. Hitting bombs. Again, it was 9-0 in the first, 11-0 in the third.
Hold on.
I was tuned out. But again, with that sort of mentality. Like,
when do you leave that game?
What if you're at the game?
Yeah, that's what I say. If you're at that game, are you staying? Are you making it to the seventh inning?
Yes.
I've left in the third inning.
Yeah, but that's just a sign you're like Mr. Hyperpants. That's why.
I've been to a Mets game.
It's all your nervous energy that you can't just sit there and enjoy it.
I went to a Mets game where they were losing. I'm pretty sure it was one of those like couple times a year disasters. Like it's 10-0 in the third inning. I remember I was like, fifth inning, you guys ready to call tonight? Everyone I was with was like, yeah, it's 10-0.
I couldn't disagree with you.
You would just sit there and watch your team suffer?
Yes, because I look forward to it. It doesn't mean I like it. Doesn't mean I like the loss. I like the feeling of having the game on. I waited for that all day. I'm not just going to shut off because they're losing. Like I said, I think you're depriving yourself, you're robbing yourself of these amazing moments that we'll always remember, that we'll talk about. That's what makes news. That's why we watch, to watch something that we haven't seen before. And almost every night we see something.
Covino, let's say you're winning 9-0.
Oh, I love that.
Let's just say you're at the game.
Yeah.
You're 9-0. You're winning.
Yeah.
Eighth inning. Do you stay to the end?
Well, I'll stay as long as I can. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, I have left games early and I regret it. You know, I have tuned out and something crazy happens. Or I prioritize something else because they were getting blown out and I missed something amazing. Like, oh man, I missed it.
What about when you go to Dodger Stadium and they're winning like 9?
Yo,
do you stay?
Joel, you're not going to get, you're not going to get a wise,
the game.
You're not going to get a wise answer
so
out of
parking,
this moron.
Parking doesn't matter to you.
I try not. Like if I'm going to how many games a year? Like 2 or 3 tops? I don't go to that many games. I'm going to be Mr. Hyperpants like Rich rushing to get out? Like to me that doesn't make sense. Like I want to. How about
I
we
love
just
when
lay-
you diss Rich? He looks up in the sky, like, wait a minute.
Because he's the most hyper guy going, and he thinks everybody should be like him. You can't just grab your beer, your overpriced beer, in the eighth inning now.
I have a problem with that
right,
too.
Now they're allowing you to drink to the eighth inning because you know when MLB starts getting hit in the pockets, they're like, wait a second,
yeah, let's go get drunk, everybody.
We need to adjust this. You know, you can't just sit back and enjoy the game. Your team's losing, you got to go. Or it's a blowout, you got to go. How about you just enjoy the night, enjoy the game. And if your team's losing, you can still like clean up around the house. You're just not tuned in the way you normally are.
Your thoughts,
you keep it on.
Your thoughts at 877-99
fair weather behavior.
Fox. Not fair weather. It's a
absolutely.
Fair weather behavior.
That's the complete definition of it.
Fair weather behavior. Or logical grown-up thinking. I'm not a schoolboy.
Grown-up thinking.
I'm not a schoolboy.
To me, it just points in the direction of if things aren't going your way, you're tuned out. That applies in every aspect of life. If your wife started gaining weight, what are you gonna do?
Gotta get a new wife.
See? Oh, I'm only here for the good stuff,
wait,
guys.
Did I say that out loud?
Rich wife on line one.
On that note, we'll be back. We got more Covino Rich in for Dan Patrick on Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth with NetSuite. You reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Yo, your buds, Covino and Rich, and for Dan Patrick, Fox Sports Radio.
Yow. Covino and Rich, live from the Mercedes-Benz studio. I'm Steve Covino. That is Rich Davis. Spot is on the videos. He's on the social media at Covino and Rich. At Covino and Rich, at Steve Covino, at Rich Davis. Joel on the ones and twos. Danny G. Yeah. On the phones at 877-99 on Fox. I want to shout out the iHeartRadio app. If you're listening on the app, if you're on your way to work, it's Friday. You're probably extra casual today, wearing your slacks, wearing a nice little polo. Maybe you're wearing pajama pants. Who knows? All the affiliates, thank you for hanging out with us. It's always a pleasure being here in for Dan Patrick.
Now, we're going to talk Pete Rose later. He's celebrating a birthday. We're going to talk Metallica. We're going to talk about food fights and something I'm going to call Tough Tatas. It's a story about drinking at the stadium that I'm going to unleash about.
Okay.
I can't wait. But your phone calls, they're all lit, so let's get to them. Your threshold of pain as a fan. Yankees were losing 9-0 yesterday. I'm not a Yankees guy, but I know my good buddy Steve Covino here is the moron that kept watching.
No,
you're
the
losing.
Real fan.
You're losing.
I'm not glued in the way I normally would be, but I have it on and I'm still watching, but I'm checking my phone. Like I said, I started cleaning up. I was angrily cleaning up the house. But I still have the TV on. I'm still waiting to see what we watch sports for. An amazing comeback. Again, you're robbing yourself of these great moments if you tune out.
It's an April baseball game, dude. An April baseball game.
This mentality, just this past weekend, Brian Mendoza was fighting Sebastian Fundora. It's a boxing match.
What's his name? Fedora?
Sebastian Fundora. He's like a 7-foot tall, like lightweight.
No, right. Missed that one spot.
Well, anyway, hold on. Here's the point. Brian Mendoza was getting his ass kicked. He lost every round.
You have a puncher's chance. It's boxing. Get out of here.
When you got a lineup like the Yankees, or most teams in MLB have the ability to come back and make it close. You know, oh, wow, now it's 11-6. Score two. Oh, 11-8. Like, what makes you think it's so impossible? And those are the memories that you make and live for as a sports fan. You tune out. It's a character flaw, in fact. And a guy that I respect a lot, Mike, who runs this place. I really like
who?
Mike. And I trust his
who?
Opinion. He says he
Who's
never
that?
Tunes out of
who?
A game early
who?
And never left the game early because that's why we watch.
Never heard of him.
All I'm saying is that you say character flaw. I say I'm a reasonable, smart guy. There's 162 baseball games. Last I checked, let me look at my phone here. It's April 14th.
You're a fair-weathered guy.
You are 14 games into the MLB season.
Yeah,
if it's 9-0 in the first.
I enjoy it.
I look at these as opportunities, right, Joel? Like, you know what? What do I need to do? Oh, let me go food shopping. Or, oh, my daughter's been asking me to, I don't know. Do color forms with her or shrink-a-dinks or I don't know. Whatever you could do. Oh, your wife's been busting your ass to, do something in the yard. You do that when your team is losing 11-0 in the third inning. That's when you say, honey, I got you today. Because it's a waste. I'm never going to be the ass that's sitting around. And does no one ever go out with their spouse or girlfriend or kids? Are you watching 162 games, 9 innings? This is your opportunity. This turns into a, oh, shucks, my team's down 9-0. We'll get it tomorrow, guys. And if the team does make a comeback, I'm on multiple text message threads with my friends in every sport. If there's a comeback, let's say it was 9-0.
What do? Fast forward the boring scenes of movies you hate?
He's thinking. If it was.
Yeah, he goes right to the end. Just because, you know.
Yeah, I go straight to an Andy Dufresne Escape Shawshank. I don't need to see the rest.
I'm telling
you. All right, let's go to Matt in Ohio. Matt, tell me you're not an ass clown like Covino.
What's up, guys?
What's up, brother? How are you?
I love listening to you guys. I had to point out one thing real quick.
Yeah.
I can't figure out which one of you guys it is. When you get on one of your rants, you sound like Sebastian Maniscalco.
Oh, that's Covino.
I guess that's...
Oh, no, wait, you know?
Oh, well, hold on. I'm Covino.
That's a good thing.
I'm you know, half my dad's Italian. My mom is Mexicana.
Aren't you embarrassed?
And I'm from New Jersey, so maybe me? I don't know.
Yeah.
Might be.
You guys make my day and every day. And then I was going to throw in the Fairweather fan thing real quick. I'm a diehard Notre Dame fan. So usually I don't do too well in the primetime games. So I'll try to go to sleep all angry when they're losing by a couple touchdowns or 3 touchdowns. Then I'll like put the TV on and get more angry because they're losing by more. And then, you know, start feeling my heartbeat on my eyeball and stuff.
Hey, Matt, listen.
And then I don't sleep at all.
The teams I root for have not won anything in a long time. I always watch.
So you're saying it's the loser's mentality.
I guess to games a lot. I play off games. If I have an opportunity, I'm traveling. I'm a pretty damn good fan of my team. It doesn't make me a bad
Rich
fan.
Rich is the guy. If he's on your team, he's like no longer really engaged. I'm the guy like, come on, man. Yo, we're still in this. Let's go.
But Rich plays softball. Has he ever been down 9 runs?
I hope not, because he's already tuned
in.
We're down 10 runs. Know what I'm doing, Joel? I'm batting lefty, and I'm like, all right, who wants to play shortstop? I'll catch.
No, I'll be the guy.
Let's rotate it around.
I thought you were going to say you're at in and out on Kester.
Yeah. Wait, we're down 10-0 in softball? I'm going to be at Chipotle. Call me. Text me when I'm at. I'll DH. Text me when I'm almost done.
I subscribe to the legendary words of Steve Perry. Don't stop believing, bro.
What if you're down 9 runs and it's your fault? You missed a triple. A softball came right at you.
I missed it. It's weak.
It's a triple.
All I'm saying is that
you'll stick around then, huh? You'll stay.
Joel, it doesn't make me fair weather. It makes me smart. Sometimes we gotta
keep saying that, but no. I tried to say, if I would have tuned out of that fight, I wouldn't have seen Mendoza come back with a nasty knockout in the 7th round. A dude was losing every round. That fight was over, as far as any expert would have called it.
Yeah, but
he lost, and that happens all the time.
Yeah, boxing,
every day we talk about like things we've never seen in sports. No, you sound like a clown.
You're talking about fighting, and you're using something in your argument that makes sense, because everyone has a puncher's chance. A fighter in UFC could, you know, you can catch someone with a knee to the nose and all of a sudden they're knocked out. If the Yankees are down 9-0 in the first inning, to me, that's your opportunity to be like, they don't have it.
That punch is called a grand slam.
Oh, and then it's
called
9-4.
A turnover in football.
Right.
It's called a sweet run in basketball. It happens all the time. You're just not a part of it because you'd rather watch Blue's Clues.
I'm watching Bubble Guppies. I'd rather be a good dad. Bill in Omaha. What's up, Bill?
That's commendable, but that's not your real reason.
Yo, Bill, I'm telling you, man.
Hey, Rich, I got to tell you, he's lying. I'm in Covino's corner.
Okay.
Now, I love all sports, but I'm a diehard Cardinals fan. And years ago, when I was a young man, you know, big Cubs-Cardinal rivalries, Cubs, it was like literally like the Yankees game. The Cubs ran out onto the Cardinals about 8-0, something like that.
Yeah, Ryne Sandberg and Andre Dawson were hitting bombs, and you were a little boy, and you probably should have turned the game off.
No, I was an adult, right.
Okay.
And it was, for all intents and purposes, you think that game is over. But I hung into that thing. Cardinals came back, won 10-9, and it's like that's been my mentality ever since.
And by the way, what year was this?
Oh, gosh. Probably 2003.
Dude.
You know, 2002.
20 years ago, and he's still talking about it.
But
huh?
even I mean, when you have people who have a skill level like that on the pros and they're paid, it's like I never want to turn it off because you get something like Houston v. Bills in the playoffs.
I get, listen, yeah, Bill,
if
I get
Rich
it.
Rich told me that he tuned out and he started making puzzles with his kids, but the game was still on. I completely understand. I totally get it, but to like shut it off to put on the trash that you watch, some
Rich,
trash show.
Yeah, you watch trash.
I just saw this last night. The Jets, they had the Jets NFL game on against the Browns. What did they do? They came back like in a minute 44 and they scored like 6, 12
points. Those
are
the classic games. You could be watching the classic game and you just don't know it yet.
You know, Joel, I'll keep making great points and you guys could
try.
What
did you watch? Hold on.
No,
let's be real about it.
But here's the thing.
The last blowout, do you remember?
Trash.
Yeah, what trash did you put on instead?
Probably like Love is Blind or something.
Well, that's a great show.
Listen. You talk every Sunday, I'm glued to football. Sunday, take it, all the games. It's once a week, right? But that would be like saying it's a Thursday night game. Seahawks-Browns, like a miserable game. If it's 28-3 in the third quarter, I'm telling my wife, hey, what do you want to watch, babe?
And you don't love baseball as much as you love football. That's all.
There's 162 games.
Yeah. Supply and demand.
Once again, Covino's right.
Thank you, Joel. 162 days of joy for me.
Chad in Ohio.
Even when they lose.
Chad, you're on. What's up, buddy?
Hey. So I grew up a Yankee fan. I actually know Union, New Jersey very well. My best friend's from Milburn.
Oh, yeah, right there.
So when you don't want to be engaged or you can't be engaged even if you're trying to do other stuff, you got to put on John Sterling and listen to the radio broadcast and then it's just have it in the background.
You could bet the ranchy on Franchi.
Iowa Kyle, what's going on, brother? Covino and Rich in for DP.
Hey, guys, I've just there's a little different spin on it. I was wondering how Rich would do if your team was losing big with the 5 minutes. Do you leave early then, too? Because I tell you what, I was at the Iowa-Michigan State game, and a lot of people left there when they were down big, and then all of a sudden it started raining threes, and that was the most amazing experience, just the few of us that stayed to see that one.
Can I tell you the most miserable game I've ever been to in my life? I'm sure you want to hear it, so I'll tell you, Kyle. I know you've been on the edge of your seat.
Your softball game two nights ago?
That was pretty miserable. Was it?
Was
it the 2015 playoffs where you cried on national TV?
Oh, yeah. That was great.
Hey, Jerick, that was the 06 playoffs I cried on national TV.
Oh, sorry.
Get it right if you're going to make fun of me.
Rich cried on
2015,
national TV.
2015 is when I spent 2 weeks in New York for the Mets playoff and World Series run, and they lost. And I, by the way.
I bet you cried. It just wasn't on national TV.
I'm just wondering, too, what type of lessons Rich teaches his kid. Now, Rich is a great dad. I'm not questioning his parenting. But what sort of advice would you give your kids when their team is down to just like give up mentally or
kids,
to keep fighting?
I say, kids, when the chips are down, you go home. All right, Zoltan in Florida. What's up, Zoltan? What's up?
I learned a brutal lesson a number of years ago, never to leave a stadium early.
Zoltan, that's where this all comes from. I've learned that lesson too, many a times.
But watching, you know, there is DVR. If you know that they're going to make a comeback, then you can always watch it back. Or in my case, like, you know, as a Browns fan, you guys mentioned that Jets game. I was like, all right, guys, let's go somewhere. They're going to win it. And then I turn around and they lost. Like,
listen, if it's a playoff game or something important, I'm not walking out and leaving. Did you guys remember that famous scene when the Miami Heat came back against the Spurs and all these fans had left the Miami Arena? And they were trying to get back in the doors. Well, think about that. And we'll take your feedback and phone calls next at 877-99 on Fox. Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Candy Girl, you are my world!
Good choice, Joel.
Fleshing it back on a Friday. Joel's on the ones and twos. Man, I used to love this song. I love me some New Edition back in the day. Bobby Brown button on my sleeve. Steve Covino, Rich Davis, Danny G. Again, live from the Mercedes-Benz studio. They say good things come to those who wait. The Mercedes-Benz SUV family proves otherwise. Takes no time at all to set up a test drive at your local Mercedes-Benz dealer. Learn more at MBUSA.com. I might do that this weekend. What else are we doing this weekend? Weekend Hobnob, and we'll tell you what you need to watch later on.
We're going to get to your phone calls and your feedback, leaving the game early, turning the game off when it's a blowout. But speaking of Bobby Brown, you have a couple funny Bobby Brown stories. Didn't Bobby Brown give you like a gross handshake?
He did. That is true. He did. Yes. We had, get this, it's an honor. We had all of New Edition on our talk show at SXM, Covino and Rich. From Bobby Brown to Johnny Gill, Bell Biv DeVoe, they were all there. Ralph Tresvant, they were all there in one studio, and Bobby Brown kept scratching. And that's all I'll say.
Joel,
he just kept scratching. He must have been itchy that day.
Just say,
and then he threw out his hand. And, like, I mean, it's still an honor. It was Bobby Brown. I was such a fan.
When you see Bobby Brown digging and scratching,
next day, air digging.
Yo, we're talking like inside the undies digging. And he's like, yo, what's up? And he goes to shake your hand. Do you still shake Bobby Brown's hand when he was digging?
This is before Purell was everywhere.
That's all right, dog. That's all right.
And also, I remember you telling me you were with your girl at like Macy's or Bloomingdale's or something.
Yeah, and she was looking for Bobby Brown makeup. You know, that's a makeup line.
Of course,
it has nothing to do with Bobby Brown, the singer. My prerogative, Bobby Brown, has nothing to do with that Bobby Brown. So we asked the makeup lady, "Do you carry Bobby Brown? Do you have Bobby Brown here?" And this lovable woman comes running up. She's like, wait, I'm sorry. Did you say Bobby Brown is here? Where's Bobby Brown?
Where's Bobby Brown at?
We're like, no.
It's the makeup.
No, the makeup.
Where's Bobby Brown?
She almost had a heart attack.
Thinking Bobby Brown was there.
Because she thought Bobby Brown was there. Like, no. We were talking about the makeup. Anyway, I love me some New Edition.
Back to you being a clown.
Flashing it back on a Friday. No, dude, I'm a real fan when it comes to baseball. I don't love everything that way. But again, Yankees got blown out. It was 11-2 at the end of the game. But it was 11-0 in the third inning. And I still keep the game on. Rich zones out, and I want to take your phone calls. You learn. You know, you miss great moments because you tuned out. And I'm like, nah, if I'm not doing anything important, I'm keeping the game on.
Oh, by the way, when we went to commercial, all of us at once thought, Ray Allen, that's who it was.
Yeah,
I said,
Jesus Shuttlesworth.
Yeah, when he hit that three-pointer, that was when they played the Spurs, and everyone thought the Spurs were about to lock up the NBA title. The Spurs beat them the next year, but that was the year that they came back in Miami. Fans had all left the arena.
One of the biggest bailout three-pointers in the history of the NBA.
The biggest, I think, Danny G. But do you remember the videos of the fans trying to get back in the doors, but they had locked the fans out?
So what are you trying to do? Give me more ammunition and prove me right?
I'm just saying,
do you want to be the guy outside the arena trying to get back in?
Back it up years before that. All of us in Southern California learned the hard way by seeing what? The brake lights in the parking lot of Dodger Stadium when Kirk Gibson hit his famous home run.
Dude, there's stories like that.
Do not leave the stadium early. You don't do it.
Danny, there's stories like that on the East Coast as well when the Mets are down 3, World Series. They already put on the scoreboard. Congratulations, Red Sox. Mets end up rallying. Gets by Buckner, rounding third as night. Mets win. 1986. The whole thing was fans had left. What an embarrassing moment. But we're talking about 1980-something, 2000-something. These things happen once in a blue moon. If it's an April baseball game and your team's down by double digits, I think that night
you call quits. That's why you believe. Let me ask you a question based on this.
But you always talk, though, about how we watch sports differently now, right? I'm on text message threads with other fans. If your team's down by 10 and there's something going on, I could promise you, you'll get 20 messages like, yo, dude, are you watching? You see what's happening? And then you turn the game back on.
And to me, you don't love the game. You just love when your team's winning. I don't appreciate that they lost like that, but I still appreciate baseball. But
dude,
based on your mentality,
I have a question. If I only cared if my team was winning, I'd root for better teams.
Well, that is true.
Here.
I have a question based on your mentality, though.
Okay.
You know, and I learned because I've made those mistakes. I'm not saying I never left the game and my team came back and won. There's nothing worse and more deflating than when you go to a game and you rarely go and you go to the game and you try to beat traffic and then you hear everyone cheering in the stadium when you're getting to the car. You're like, what did I just miss? It's the weakest feeling ever.
I think baseball is a little different because Dodger Stadium, I'm out of there 6th inning. I don't care. It's just the traffic.
Oh, but what did you say?
Crazy.
I don't care. Oh. I do care.
Yeah.
So I got to ask you this. Yeah. Have you ever been in a movie and it was so bad that you just left?
Like no, I was in high school and I was in a movie and my high school girlfriend said she finally wanted to do it with me.
And you left
And we left the theater because she's like, I think I'm ready. I'm like, ready for what? She's like, you know what we've been talking about. I'm like, now?
And you left the theater?
I lost my virginity, Joel, because I left My Father the Hero with Gerard Depardieu.
All right, maybe there you made a good choice, because I don't even know.
Best choice of my life.
Okay, maybe. Maybe for you, maybe not for her. I don't know. But I've never done that.
Now?
But I would imagine with your mentality, see, that's the problem.
It could have been back in 1 minute.
No, I know.
You know what it is? Like, we have this mentality
now.
We approach our viewing pleasures like we're the king of our castle, right?
Like I'm Joffrey on Game of Thrones. If it's not good enough, I'm putting the thumbs down.
Rich thinks he's King Joffrey, and if you're not hitting home runs, I'm tuning out. If you're watching a comedy special or any show on Netflix or Hulu or whatever you're streaming, if it's not hitting in the first few minutes, you tune out. And you're approaching the same thing with sports. Your approach for sports can't be the same way as a week show on Netflix.
All right, well, your feedback, we'll get to it next. We'll talk drinking at the stadium, food fights, some music, some weekend stuff, all next. In for DP, Covino and Rich.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.